Judge Samuel Welch has recused himself from the murder case against MPD officer Aaron Cody Smith. Welch was appointed to oversee the case by the Alabama Supreme Court earlier this week. Dale County Judge Ben McLaughlin has now been assigned to the case. And 13 students and a bus driver were all taken to the hospital after a school bus crash in Dallas County. The crash happened at the intersection of Highway 22 and County Road 33. The students and bus driver were later released from the hospital. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
This is the sound of ordering the new DQ Chicken and Waffles Basket.
That's two chicken and waffles baskets.
But this is the sound of the drive there.
Chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup. Cup.
Oh, yeah. Chicken and waffles gonna eat it up. Dip my chicken fried waffles in the syrup cup. Chicken
and waffles. The new DQ Chicken and Waffles basket with four crispy strips, sweet Belgian waffles, fries, and syrup. Yeah, that sounds like DQ.
DQ. Happy, tastes good.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season? The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag. Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99. It feeds your lawn, it weeds your lawn, and it prevents fire ants for up to 6 months. Three of the most common lawn problems, one great solution. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99 a bag. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, continental U.S. only.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Randy, why do you plant a garden?
Well, I raise a garden with my family every year, and it's just kind of in my blood.
Well, what if you don't know how to raise a garden?
Well, that's when you come to Prattville Farm Center, because we have the seed and the supplies and the knowledge to help you whether you're an old hand or just starting out.
So come get your family garden started today at Prattville Farm Center.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and like them on Facebook.
From luxury truck to work truck, Ram Trucks deliver a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. And right now, during our 2019 spring sales event, you can save up to $14,300 on all new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn crew cabs in stock at Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. They are designed to last and they are priced to move. If you're looking for premium comfort in the new benchmark for SUVs, look no further than the 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee. The new Jeep Grand Cherokee is raising the bar in luxury and performance. You can find your freedom and save big during Jeep Freedom Days at Brubaker. For a limited time, lease a new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee for only $327 a month. Come test drive a Ram Truck 1500 Bighorn or Jeep Grand Cherokee at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
Plus tax, tag, title, and fees. Must finance through Chrysler Capital with approved credit. Ram Truck stock number R9093. Grand Cherokee 36-month lease requires first payment, tax, tag, title, and fees at signing. $12,000 per year mileage limit. All offers expire April 30th.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Going inside Notre Dame, French President Emmanuel Macron vowed to rebuild the cathedral in 5 years. Some of the country's richest business people have pledged more than $600 million.
The measles crisis is accelerating.
Cases nearing a record level.
It feels like we're going backwards in time.
Police in Colorado are looking for a suspect in connection with threats against more than 20 schools, including Columbine.
The family of 20-year-old college student Andrea Norton is in mourning after she took a fatal fall, tumbling off of one of Arkansas's most photographed hiking spots.
The rideshare nightmare in Bethesda, Maryland. A woman taken home thinking she was in a rideshare. The man then following her in and allegedly robbing her.
New numbers show President Trump's fundraising has far surpassed any of the 19 candidates officially seeking the Democratic nomination.
Jean-Marc Fournier. French reporters credited him with leading a rescue effort inside Notre Dame while it was on fire, forming a human chain to save its holiest relics.
I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love, and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O Glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country. And to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders. Not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation. One nation. Meaning so blessed by God. Indivisible. Incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. New Star 93.1 FM. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you doing today, big guy?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Like I've been doing some stuff.
I like that. Stock market is up 7 points now. It was down 31 just a little while ago. And the temperature outside is 76 lovely degrees. So we have rain coming in tomorrow. I'm not sure how severe it's going to be. I need to check with Rich on that. Couple of things here. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Our good friends Reed and Karen Ingram, owners, proprietors, and they have a wonderful place. If you have not been there, you need to go. Let's start out with a story that we've got some wrap-up news on right now. This is kind of a nutty case here. Police were searching for a woman who basically was infatuated with the Columbine massacre and was headed towards Colorado as of this morning. But let's listen into the report and we'll wrap it up for you.
There's no school today in much of the Denver area while police search for a young woman considered to be armed and extremely dangerous, who's made what's called a credible threat. At least 18 districts closed hundreds of schools last night and told more than 500,000 students to stay home just a few days before the anniversary of the Columbine High School shootings.
And police believe that Sol Pais is fascinated with the events at Columbine that happened before she was even born. Students at Columbine High and 21 other schools were locked inside for hours yesterday after the threat was made public. Barry Peterson is at the FBI office in Denver.
The FBI says it is working with state and local law enforcement to try to find this woman. They call it a manhunt. And now, with all of these school districts closed across this whole region, tens of thousands of parents are trying to figure out what to do with their kids. After spending Tuesday afternoon on lockout, students at Columbine and other high schools safely filed out of classrooms. It was a scene frighteningly reminiscent of almost 20 years ago, when 12 students and one teacher were killed. The FBI says this woman, Sol Pais, flew from South Florida to Colorado on Monday.
We identified that she departed the airport and went to a store where she did procure a weapon. She obtained a pump-action shotgun and ammunition.
Okay, so she's obsessed with Columbine. She flies from Miami to Denver. She gets to Denver, and then she goes and buys a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the second part of the story, and then we'll give you the what currently is happening here.
Officials say Pais posed a credible threat to Denver area schools and may be focused on Columbine.
She has had an infatuation with Columbine and the perpetrators of Columbine. She did not make any specific threats to a specific school, but her comments, her actions that we have heard about from others tend to cause us great concern that she may pose a threat to a school.
CBS station WFOR in Miami spoke with a man claiming to be Pais's father. More than 20 other schools were put on lockout, meaning doors were locked while classes continued inside. Students said the order came with little warning.
So many things were just rolling through my head, like if somebody had a gun, something bad could have been happening out there.
We didn't know a lot of information, and knowing it was so close to the Columbine shooting was something that was a little rattling.
The threat comes just 4 days before the 20th anniversary of that mass shooting.
I know that this opens a wound, especially on an anniversary week, for those families who were most deeply impacted by this.
Two things to keep in mind here. So far, this woman has not broken any laws, as far as we know. And two, because of the anniversary, law enforcement was already on high alert for something like this, which is why the reaction has been so vigorous.
Yeah, this is really amazing. 18 years old and a female, not your typical shooter type person. Obsessed with Columbine. Now, the current news here is they have found the lady dead. We don't know if she shot herself or what, but they found her dead. So they've dropped out. The threat warning has been dropped, and they're letting kids go home from school if they want to. They were already kind of stuck there. But this is so wild.
Bizarre and chilling way to begin a day. It's weird what people can become transfixed on. The whole idea of the E-Day fix, you know, and she maybe just became obsessed with this story and what it was all about. What would drive a person to go across the country and do this is...
And particularly if you're down in the Florida area, which is kind of known for some shootings that have happened down there.
This is definitely something for criminal psychologists or psychiatrists. So, I mean, this will be studied, I'm sure.
Well, I hope we find out more about this later, because mental health is definitely an issue that we're having to deal with. And we saw something that happened in Minnesota at Mall of the Americas, which is a huge mall. I've been there several times.
Yeah, this story's terrible, too.
This is, but this just shows how we're kind of, you know, we've got this kind of, I won't say an insane streak that's going through, but we have some weird people that are out there who need some help. Let's listen into the story. Man who threw a five-year-old off a mall balcony, third floor.
The man accused of throwing a five-year-old off a third-floor balcony at the Mall of America is in jail under a $2 million bond after his first court appearance. 24-year-old Emmanuel Aranda is charged with attempted premeditated first-degree murder. The little boy is still in critical condition. Jamie Yukas is here with the disturbing new details we learned from prosecutors in Minneapolis. Jamie, good morning.
It's just a horrific case, yeah. John. Yeah. Prosecutors say Emmanuel Aranda went to the mall looking to kill someone, and he admitted to throwing the five-year-old boy. He allegedly told police he had been coming to the mall for years to try and talk to women, but he had been rejected, and that made him aggressive.
Someone just fell from the third floor to the first floor.
Witnesses described a chaotic scene at the Mall of America Friday as people rushed to perform CPR on a five-year-old boy. According to a criminal complaint, the victim's mother said they were standing outside of the Rainforest Cafe at the mall when a man, now identified as Emmanuel Aranda, walked very close to them. She allegedly asked him if they were in the way and should move. Prosecutors say without warning, Aranda then picked up the victim and threw him off the third floor balcony. The child fell around 40 feet.
That is incredible. Imagine you're sitting there with your child and somebody snatches him up and throws him over the rail of the balcony. I've been to this mall, depends on what location it's in. This mall is so big that it has a roller coaster inside, and it's enormous. I think it's the largest mall in America, but this is just an incredible story. Let's go to a break, come back to the second part of this right after this brief break.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Blue Water Broadcasting is your afternoon diva, Toy Toy, broadcasting live right here at Holly's Home Furnishing, located at 3490 Wetumpka Highway, 4-hour part for a donation drive to benefit the Humane Societies right here in our river region. I will be here broadcasting live until 1 p.m. today, so come on out right now with your pet food, pet blankets, pet toys, anything you can donate right now for our Part 4 donation drive will be greatly appreciated. Of course, I'm broadcasting live right now with BlueWaterBroadcasting.com until 1 p.m., so make sure you come on out. It's Blue Water Broadcasting.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Acceptance Insurance. Protection. Options. Peace of mind. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Acceptance Insurance.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, this is where we are. Let's go to the second part of this story here about the man who threw the five-year-old off the balcony at Mall of Americas.
Basically, everyone's standing around in complete shock.
Ryan Johnson saw the boy's mother just after he was thrown.
She was screaming for everyone, please pray, please pray. Please pray for my baby.
Prosecutors say Aranda tried to run, but was quickly apprehended. According to the criminal complaint, Aranda admitted to police he threw the boy and allegedly said he had formed a plan to kill someone at the mall the day before, but it did not work out. The next day, he allegedly said he set out to kill an adult, but chose the boy instead.
He has three previous contacts with the Bloomington Police Department, two of which were at Mall of America.
Aranda has had multiple run-ins with the law. In July 2015, he was arrested after allegedly throwing things off the upper level of the mall to the lower level. In October 2015, he was arrested at the mall again after allegedly throwing glasses at a woman in a restaurant when she refused to buy him something. Police say both cases were handled through a mental health court and resulted in convictions. On Tuesday afternoon, Aranda faced attempted murder charges for this case. Prosecutors say because of the particular cruelty of the crime, they intend to pursue an aggravated sentence.
And when it's involving a young child like that, it's pretty gut-wrenching for everybody involved.
Absolutely. Aranda will be back in court on May 14th. A GoFundMe for the boy has raised more than $700,000. And on that page, the boy is described as the sweetest, kindest five-year-old you will ever meet, full of energy and life.
As most five-year-olds are. I mean, it's just so disturbing and so upsetting. It makes you wonder when you hear about his history, why he's even walking around in the first place.
Well, it also makes you wonder when you're in a public space, exactly. There's very little that you can do to protect yourself in some cases.
It sounds like it happened so quickly.
Mm-hmm. This is amazing. And all the signs were there. And this is where our mental health system certainly needs to be improved. I don't want to just start locking people up, but there needs to be more done. I mean, he went before a court on his mental health, so he obviously had some type of counseling or interview that they did to kind of determine that he wasn't stable. But I mean, we've got some real problems in this country, mental health wise, and I don't want to overshoot the runway here and overdo it. But somebody needs to pay attention to this. Let's go to the phones. Go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Fine, sir. Beautiful day.
It is, indeed.
Absolutely. Hey, lately I've been into symbolism. And let me ask you some questions, Dan, because you know it better than me even taking the time to Google, because you're faster. Was last Sunday Palm Sunday?
Last Sunday was Palm Sunday.
Okay, I thought so for sure. And did a certain Democrat declare his run for presidency on a Sunday? I thought that was kind of strange.
Yeah, Mayor Pete did.
Why would he? He's an outward married homosexual, okay? And he calls on us. I've never seen any presidential person ever declare on a Sunday. Was he attacking the Sabbath?
No, I think what he's trying to do is trying to get some connectivity with him and Sunday. If you notice, there's a lot of religious tones that he has about him now.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was surprised. It's like, why not do it on a Saturday? Why not do it on a Monday? You know, I mean, Friday, whatever. But you just pick in Sunday. And then, and let's go next to talking about on the same track of symbolism. The burning of the cathedral in France.
Notre Dame.
Is that almost like when they destroyed 9/11, the Twin Towers, that was a direct attack on the United States, on our government. And now I see this almost as an attack on Christianity over there.
Well, but what if it's an accident?
I agree with you. I'm just throwing out some ideas. I'm not like the news media that automatically dismissed within 2 hours or an hour that it was a terrorist act, when we haven't had a full investigation yet. But in France and in Spain, over the last, I guess, this month and last month, several churches have been bombed and burned, and it's not making the news or the mainstream media.
Yeah, I heard something about a desecration of a church.
Several. I was reading. Yeah, I was reading on the internet several, and Fox came out a little bit on it. And was wondering as to why we're not even hearing about this. Had it been a Muslim mosque or something like New Zealand or something, you know, suddenly it's a big deal. But you know, it's a Christian church, and suddenly it's just a coincidence.
Well, I think the authorities have basically said, I think the authorities have ruled out terrorism, and they're looking at it as an accident.
Right. Well, it's just a strange coincidence that it happened to be during a holy part of the week coming up to Easter, and then the target it would have been, and then the presidential candidate coming out on the Sabbath announcing his presidency. It just seems a lot of coincidences going on. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. I've been watching too much conspiracy reruns with Mel Gibson, you know.
Yeah, I think this is a accident that turned out to be a real tragedy as far as Notre Dame is concerned.
All right. Well, I'm just keeping my mind open and listening to all options, and I'll be interested when they have and come out with the full investigation.
Well, I'm sure that you'll hear about it. You know, they've already raised over $1 billion for the replacement of that, but they're estimating that the cost to replace it and do the work will be somewhere $7 to $8 billion.
I believe that, because back in that period of time, they were true artisans. Some of these people, even our technology today, can't even duplicate what they did by hand. So it's going to be really hard to duplicate and make everything. But it's such a tragedy, though. And the timing, you know, during the Easter coming up and everything, it's just sad to see.
It really is. And as the old saying is, they don't make cathedrals like they used to.
They really don't.
Absolutely
and
not.
To go back to your first topic on Mayor Pete Buttigieg, he has said in multiple interviews his faith is a strong influence in his life, raised Roman Catholic, went to Catholic school. Mm-hmm. But while he was going to school at Oxford, he began to attend Christ Church and said when he came back to South Bend, he was more or less Anglican. He's now a member of the Episcopal Church. Cathedral of St. James.
I noticed one thing about the news. Who was that guy, from Texas?
Beto
used to be their what do you call it, their star guy. Now are they jumping ship and now this is the new messiah for them, Democratic Party?
They certain parts of the media really like this guy. Mika and Joe on Morning Joe.
Boy, did they.
Really like him.
Yeah, I thought for a second that when they were talking that Morning Joe and her and him are going to all get together for a little playtime.
Well,
I'm keeping it clean for the FCC.
Let's not take it too far here.
Exactly. That's why I said playtime. I kept it. You let your minds wander, you know. We still have that right in this country. All right, gentlemen, you all have a great day. Enjoy the weather, and thanks for letting me spew a couple of moments and thoughts out.
Thanks, Soulja Boy. Appreciate the cell phone call.
Thank you, sir.
News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers. But there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334 334- 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets he just spoke to Pope Francis about the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, offering condolences.
The church's rector saying part of the building may have been severely weakened and announcing he'll close the church for 5 to 6 years. The fire service saying three giant stained glass windows that decorate the cathedral are in good condition, saying firefighters took care not to spray them too hard with water.
Fox's Simon Owen. The FBI in Denver confirms there's investigative activity in the manhunt for an armed 18-year-old from Florida centered around the base of Mount Evans. Dean Phillips with the FBI says Sol Pais bought a shotgun when she arrived in Colorado Monday and that she's infatuated with the school shooting in Columbine 20 years ago Saturday.
Because of her procurement of a weapon immediately upon arriving here, we considered her to be a credible threat.
Schools in the area are closed. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have one more warm day today before that storm system moves in with another severe weather threat by Thursday evening. Our forecast is calling for a high around 84 today. Good bit of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. I think we're dry. Increasing clouds tonight. Not as cool. Low 61. Tomorrow, much of the day is dry and warm with a high temperature in the lower 80s. Risk of scattered thunderstorms developing later on in the afternoon tomorrow. More concentrated tomorrow evening, tomorrow night, and into the overnight hours. Some of the storms potentially severe. Risk of tornadoes as well with this storm system. So get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. Then Friday, much cooler. Maybe a leftover shower. Breezy with highs only in the 60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Looking for some great food for Easter and Easter weekend? Well, Fresh Market is it. They've got some great sales on standing rib roast premium, $7.99 a pound. That's $5 off. The standing rib roast prime is $12.99 a pound. That is it. And I tell you, their prime meat is outstanding. They also have, for $5.99 a pound, the fresh pork crown roast. And then they have rack of lamb at $12.99 a pound. I've never seen it at $12.99. They're normally $14.99 a pound is the lowest I've seen it go. They have bone-in leg of lamb, $6.99 a pound. And then fresh whole turkeys, bone-in turkey breast. They've got shrimp. They've got lobster. All of these stuff is on sale, particularly the colossal grilling shrimp, $12.99 a pound. That is $7 off. That is a heck of a deal. Let's see what Chef Josh would do with that. Hey, Josh, how are you doing today, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing outstanding. Living a dream, Dan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How's the weather down there?
Well, it's a little overcast, a little cool, breezy, but beautiful nonetheless. But, that prime rib roast, boy, that sounds good. That's a heck of a deal on it, too.
It really is. That prime rib for that amount for the premium is good, but that prime, I love their prime meat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There just seems to be a lot more craziness popping in the world, or a lot more evil, you know, that poor child getting thrown off that balcony. That's just, it's unfathomable almost. I mean, that's
evil. It's really evil. I mean, that's just is amazing to me, that someone just would grab a child and throw them off a third-story balcony.
Absolutely, and I'm not seeing a big outcry or outrage or anything pointed towards, you know, race or anything like that, which is a good thing, but it's still, there's just a heartless person to do that to a child. But I was going to ask you, who was the couple that was from Montgomery? You said they were in the catering business down here now?
Well, they work for a cat at 30A. It's okay. Nancy and Burns Patterson.
Patterson, okay. All right, cool. Yeah, I was trying to remember because we're going to do a private party next month for the Tuies, that movie, The Blind Side, about the family that adopted Michael Orr, the NFL football player.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to, it's actually supposed to be a surprise party, but we're doing a big catering event for them coming up, and I was trying to make some other connections.
Are you doing that at the restaurant or at their place?
We're doing it at Condominium in Destiny. They pull up house.
Yeah, you got, down in your area, it's amazing all the celebrities that now live there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, all right, Dan. Well, as always, it's great talking with you, and I hope you all enjoy the rest of the day, and I'm going to catch the rest of the show.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate you, buddy.
All right.
That was Josh. He's such a nice guy. They named a bottle of wine after him. Soulja Boy asked about Mayor Pete, and I happened to have a piece on him talking about all of a sudden he's this rising star.
It's undeniable how incredibly impressive Pete Buttigieg is.
This guy is chicken soup for my soul.
I think that he is a very, very, very smart man, clearly.
It made me think of Obama, and that's the only candidate, the only Democrat so far this year that's made me think of the previous president.
There's certainly a lot of excitement about his interviews, about his speeches. I think there is something there.
Beto O'Rourke is so last month. It now looks like Mayor Pete is the media's new rising star. His reaction is media reporter for The Hill and radio talk show host Joe Conchon. So what is it about Mayor Pete Buttigieg that has electrified the mainstream media?
Well, he's certainly the it candidate right now, Steve. I did a story yesterday based on a 538 report that showed that his mentions on cable news alone rose 68% last week from the prior week. Look, he checks off a lot of boxes, Steve. He is a Harvard grad, Rhodes Scholar, Afghan war vet, openly gay, exceptionally articulate, classic pianist, fluent in French, and he's not gaffe prone. So from a media perspective, boy, what a package. Right. And oh, by the way, 37 years old, 6 years younger than when Kennedy got elected, small town from where Rudy was from right. the movie Notre Dame, obviously. Sure. So, yeah, look, he checks off a lot of boxes, and he's a lot of sizzle right now.
He is. He's a very high item. He gets talked about more than he gets reported on. And that's kind of something different. You heard that group of reporters. That was mainly MSNBC and CNN that was doing that. But they're not doing a lot of stories about him, but they're talking about him. That's one thing. So let's continue on with him.
No kidding. I know one of the big things that was trending on the internet, I think, yesterday was the fact that he spoke perfect French in talking about the disaster at the Notre Dame Cathedral. And so it's like, look, he can't even do that. But while he's getting a lot of buzz, people really don't know a lot about where he stands on the issues.
Absolutely. And look, we've seen it candidates before. We all remember Howard Dean in 2004. Mm-hmm. We remember Herman Cain in 2012, and many others in between. But you know what? I'd like to see him ask some really tough questions at this point and be specific, because he's great in speaking in generalities. And I get that we're probably 570 days away from Election Day and 300 days away from the Iowa caucuses. But I'd like to see people ask, for instance, you say capitalism has let a lot of people down. You've said we need to raise a lot of money for the government. What specifically does that mean from a tax perspective? And for people across the country, how much are you willing to raise taxes? Give me a number.
Right.
Or do you believe in shuttling migrants to sanctuary cities like the president has proposed? If not, where should they go? I think Brett Baer asked Bernie Sanders that question during the town hall on Fox on Monday, and he never got a straight answer. Mm-hmm. Or you support the Green Deal. Okay,
right.
How do you implement that? And again, what's the cost per
sure.
family? Once you peel the onion off, I'm curious to see if
right.
Pete Buttigieg will be as popular as he is now, Steve.
And you know, speaking of popular, Joe, a couple of nights ago here on the channel, Bernie Sanders was on the town hall from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and the ratings were through the roof. It was the number one town hall. Now, reportedly, Pete Buttigieg is saying, hey, I want some of that, too.
Yeah, I spoke to a campaign spokesman for the Buttigieg campaign, and she confirmed to me on the record that they want to reach out. They intend to reach out directly to Trump supporters. They are in talks with Fox News, and now other candidates reportedly may follow as well. Look, why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Bernie Sanders reached 2.6 million people on Monday night. He did a similar town hall on CNN more than a month ago and got 1.2 million viewers less than that. So it only makes sense if you want to win in those states that Donald Trump Trump took in 2016. Michigan, Wisconsin, mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, Ohio. That's where elections are decided. You go on Fox News if you want to reach those folks.
And he's exactly right. That would worry me that, and I think he is going to do the Fox News town hall, and I think the DNC is going to really regret leaving the Fox News out of the debate operation, and where they're sponsoring a debate and having some of their people like Chris Wallace be questioners on there. It really is middle America, and if you want to appeal to that group, particularly the states you mentioned, that Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, North Carolina even, you need to have that as a platform that you're speaking from, because that you've got a big group of people. You heard the numbers, 2.6 million for Bernie, and then when he did the one on CNN, it was, 1.2 million less than that. That puts it right at 1.4 million. So they have got star power, and they have magnetic power here. So you got to keep an eye on those guys, because they are the real, real deal here. Speaking of presidential candidates, Cory Booker, this is kind of interesting. He's talking about the border and the issue of the border. Listen to what he says here.
During the 2018 midterm elections, they said the president was making up these caravan stories and a problem with the border to jim up his base. Oops, that kind of blew up, didn't it? Because here we are in the spring of 2019, and the problem has gotten worse. That footage is not a bunch of extra actors that we paid or the president paid in order to underline his problem at the border policy. Finally, a Democrat who wants to be president has noticed there's an issue at the border. It is New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
We do have a problem with the southern border. Democrats should not deny that we don't. Nations should have borders. Borders should be respected. My beef with this president is that, number one, his technologies don't work. I've gone down to the border. I've hung out with CBP and other Border Patrol folks. And they're like, there's no way we need a wall coast to coast.
Cory Booker and the president now are on the same page. And in some cases, the president said, look, we don't need a wall coast to coast. One other thing that Cory said yesterday in Sergeant Bluff, Iowa, was we are now to the stage where we can use sensors and technologies and drones, which once upon a time were not available. But now that will work.
Let me play isolated what Cory Booker said. And this is Cory Booker's problem. He's too cute by half. He puts in there the border-to-border wall, and that the CBP was saying we don't need a wall. Well, it's that caveat that he adds to it that gets them to agree with him. But this is where Cory Booker is just too cute by half.
We do have a problem with the southern border. Democrats should not deny that we don't. Nations should have borders. Borders should be respected. My beef with this president is that, number one, his technologies don't work. I've gone down to the border. I've hung out with CBP and other Border Patrol folks. And they're like, there's no way we need a wall coast to coast.
See, there's no way we need a wall coast to coast. Mm-hmm. So what he's doing is he's using a half-truth there. That's not what Trump is talking about. Trump was talking about we need walls in key locations that the Border Patrol has decided these are our hot spots that we need to try to stop the people. This is where Cory Booker's going to mess up, because people may not report it, but people are going to be talking about it, and he didn't come across genuine. Let's listen to the second part of this on Fox and Friends.
Is a problem at the southern border. They're on. Besides, it's hard to look at those pictures and say, everything's fine.
It's smart of him to admit that, because we have a long way until the election, and these migrant caravans are getting larger and larger as we approach the summer months.
Yeah, as Betsy McCoy writes in today's New York Post, wait a second, Democrats, you don't want the president to be able to keep people in Mexico, remain in Mexico, even though we cut an international deal. And when it comes to sanctuary cities, you say all illegals are welcome, but when the president goes to put the illegals there, as we find out what to do with them, you say you can't put them there. So what are you basically saying? Build the Hilton? Build the Hilton after Marriott, after Ramada Inn over at the Texas border, at Arizona border, in New Mexico, or in California? You can't have it every way. I just hope that Lindsey Graham gets his thing on paper, makes everybody vote on it, and it gets through the Senate, and maybe the House sobers up and passes something.
Well, now that this Department of Homeland Security recommendation has come out, rather than it be political, they can go, hey, look at this. This is what the Department of Homeland Security is suggesting, ways to streamline the problem down south. Maybe they'll look at that. But then again, they called in experts before.
That's right. And the recommendations are going into effect, or could go into effect, in 90 days.
It I hate to say this, but I don't think Lindsey Graham's bill is going to go anywhere. It may clear the Senate, but it ain't going anywhere in the House. Way too much pushback on this, and too many people that are vested in not having any type of border security out there. By the way, we have posted a drone flyover of Notre Dame. That's on my website, danmorrisshow.com, and you can go in and look at it. It's really impressive, I understand. But it's a drone flying over and I think in the Notre Dame Cathedral. And you can go to my website, danmorrisshow.com, and take a look. News 793.1, Dan Morris Show. We'll be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Are you in the market to purchase a new vehicle? Or maybe you've been dreaming of putting a pool in the backyard just in time for summer? Well, I've got the answer for you. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Why get an auto loan or a pool loan when you could get the cash you need in hand by refinancing your mortgage? Cashing in on the equity in your home will provide you with the money you're looking for at a much lower rate and a much lower payment. By simply refinancing your mortgage, you can purchase your dream truck or swim laps in your very own pool. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Alabama Home Mortgage can make it happen. It's time to live the life you've been dreaming of. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. Again, that's 567-4223. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. Because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm all right, nobody but about me, why you got to give me a fight?
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Don't nobody but about me.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Smokin' Otis. Smokin' Otis, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Thank you, Dan. Thanks for taking my call. And how are y'all this afternoon? You enjoy?
We're doing great.
Doing well.
Good, good. Well, it's a pretty day out here. Getting a little bit overcast, but it's still a pretty day out here. It'll be warm, too, brother. But the reason I'm calling, Dan, I got a couple of things I want to say. First off, about this... the guy who announced his presidency last Sunday, has there ever been a mayor who went from being a mayor to president?
No.
I didn't think so.
Not by election, but there's never been somebody who's never held office to become president before. That had not happened either, but Donald Trump is president of the United States.
Right, but I mean, if this guy became president, there's never been one that jumped from mayoral duties to presidential. Hadn't they always gone through, like, Congress?
Well, governor, Congress, different things like that, but the ones that have been, I can't think of a member of Congress who's made president. That's very unusual. You've had a few senators, Kennedy right. being the most noted one.
Right. Well, I knew they went from Senate to presidential, but I'd never heard of one coming from mayor or such as that straight up to president, should he be elected. Anyway, my next question is, Dan, I'm bit of a conspiracy theorist myself. Now, they, over the Notre Dame plays, I know that they're saying it was an accident, construction-type stuff. Do they know the people who are, have they interviewed the people who were doing the construction work?
Yes, they have.
Okay, the reason I was asking that is, well, I'm sure you're aware of this, that you could take a pile of rags with paint or some combustible substance on it and pile it in a pile, and it can combust.
Yeah, spontaneous combustion.
Right. And I was just curious if they had interviewed the people there, you know, the people who were on the construction crew. Basically, what I'm getting at as a conspiracy theorist is, if someone wanted to start a fire, they could do it like that and make it look like an accident, correct?
They could, but that you'd have to be waiting on a long time, and you would not be sure that it would happen. Spontaneous combustion, for those who, I guess that was like 7th, 8th grade science, is that there's a heat buildup because of the rags. And then that has a... takes the accelerant, which is the paint thinner and things like that, and it catches on fire.
Right. But, I mean, that was just a thought that passed through my head. Could it have been some type of a sabotage type thing? But if they talked with all the construction crew members and such as that, then I was just kind of curious about that thing.
Yeah, don't you know that that construction company is they're going to lose a lot of business. If they're in the church rebuilding, remodeling business, they ain't going to get much more after this.
Right. That's what I thought, too. That's what I thought, too. I was just kind of curious what you thought about that and all that stuff, Dan. Anyway, could I get in a sweet quick draw on this?
Sure. Give me your month and day of birth.
Yes, sir. 5/10, please, sir.
You got a smoking notice?
Thank you, sir. And y'all just have a great afternoon. I'll be glad when you get off and enjoy a little bit of this weather.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Spoken notice.
Yep.
Let me go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, you got me? I didn't hear the beat.
Yep, you're on.
Oh, okay. Hey, my question is with Cory Booker. I listened to all them things. And when he says that you don't need a wall of all the way, we all agree, I mean, because of technology. But he didn't say what was he going to put in place. He didn't say human. But if he don't trust technology, what's he expect to take over where the wall ain't going to go?
Well, point that he was trying to make was that he was saying, I've gone down to the border. I've talked to Custom and Border Patrol people, and they say we do not need a wall from coast to coast. But that's not what Trump is saying. Trump is saying we need a wall where Border Patrol people say we need a wall, and he's just being too cute by half.
I guess. I mean, so he just screwing out. He don't know the technology works or not. He's just saying that just for the heck of it.
Well, he's saying we need a wall, but we just don't need it coast to coast. But he's not saying where we need it.
Yeah, but I'm saying before you ever see we didn't need a wall coast to coast, he said that technology does not work. And then he said, we don't need a wall coast. Well, what's he expect going to be in the place that ain't a wall there? I mean, humans can't just stand there.
Well, there are places you don't need a wall that is the terrain is so rough that they would never go there.
Unless you put a wall up where it's easier. They're going to have to use, I mean, you have to use, anyway, I would think you have to use, like, technology. And I just want to say, people who don't say they want to get in the Sweet Creek drawing like yesterday, you know, a lot of people called in and didn't say it. And I'm glad you don't remind people because if they don't know what they're missing out and don't ask for it, then the person who does deserves it way better than they do because you shouldn't have to remind somebody to ask to be in a Sweet Creek draw and if they really want Sweet Creek. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean, yes, I almost called in and said, everybody shut the show down and just called in and say you want Sweet Creek. But, I mean, that place is, folks do get talking and they may have called in just to tell you Sweet Creek. But, baby, that's got to be on, you know, I've done it before. I'd be like, hey, that wouldn't be a bad thing this weekend. But then you get caught up with you and talking and learning and then you forget about the Sweet Creek draw. But I'm going to tell you something. I think I want in today.
You got it. Why don't you give me your month and day of birth?
Say 5/18.
So you've been down there?
Oh, yeah. My daughter loves it down there, man. It ain't, where else can you go pet a goat and eat a hamburger at the same time? You can't do it nowhere nowhere.
And Randall, that's exactly it. I tell people, take your kids, take your grandchildren down there. You will absolutely love it. They can walk around with the chickens, and you got goats and the little dwarf goats. It's just a fabulous place.
And I don't know what he voted on today, but I heard he might be the vote that puts the corn on the ground for the deer today. So we'll see how it goes for Reed today at 3. Well, he might, I guess, at 3:30 supposed to do it. I guess 3 o'clock, something like that.
The baiting bill.
Yeah, I think Reed is going to be the deciding factor on this one in the Senate. So anyway, we'll see how it goes today.
Thanks, Wayne. If you find out how that vote goes, if it happens before 3, call back and let us know.
All right, I sure will.
Thank you. Good old Randall's getting in on the drawing. People who have been there love that place.
No, absolutely. When I went, I was enjoying my ribs, fall-off-the-bone ribs. My grandfather's eating the amazing Cuban sandwich. But we went outside, out of the eating area, and I noticed the tiny little dwarf goats, but I didn't go see them.
You
because,
didn't go pet them?
Well, there were a bunch of children around petting the goats.
Get out of the way.
Right, I wasn't about to shove a bunch of kids out of
there
the
you
way.
Go. Elbow them, man.
Right, no. I only do that for bouncy castles.
Ah.
Right.
But it really is a very enchanting place. Just the kids are just having the best time. I was down there on Saturday, and this family came up to talk to Reed and said, can we picnic underneath your awning? He said, that's what it's there for.
Yeah.
And so they had like 12 people, went in and got the food, and they went back out and had a birthday party out there for one of the kids. And they were running around chasing chickens and all that kind of stuff. And it's just a great place, folks. You got to go down there. It's on 231. It's less than 2 minutes past the turn for Taylor Road on your left-hand side. You need to go there. I would stop by for lunch today. Reed's not there, but tell Karen Ingram that you're a Dan Moore Show listener. Dan Moore Show will be back after our top of the hour break.
Dan Morris Show.
Doing it naturally, but if it's too easy, you're gonna disagree. It's your life, isn't it a mystery? If it's nobody's business, it's everybody's game.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Cusada.